How many times have you heard that women only want one thing? And it's disgusting. They either only want rich guys, they only like you if you're model looking, and then among the pickup community, they think that, you know, you only get girls if you have 10 years of pickup experience in elite game. But the truth is, women only like guys who smash the like button for the YouTube algorithm. That's right, hit that like button. Just kidding. Women are most attracted to men who have adopted a holistic dating strategy, which means that if you want to have the best quality women in your life, you need to become attractive in general. Ugly guys can get girls, broke guys can get girls, and beginners in game can get girls. But if you want to get the highest quality women into your life and you want abundance of women in your life, that's when you need to maximize all categories. I'm gonna give you guys two attractiveness frameworks to look at this through. The first one is game, looks, and money. Now, this is kind of a basic bitch way to describe this, and I'm gonna be more nuanced in future videos if you guys want that, but let's get into it. So you wanna maximize these three areas to the best of your ability. With money, it means upgrading your career, your business, investing in crypto and stocks, and also working on your personal finances to make sure you're not blowing money on stupid stuff. The next one is game. This you can work on by going out and communicating with beautiful women and also hitting that subscribe button, because I'm going to be dropping really fire content from now on that I got my studio set up here and I'm ready to crank videos. And the third one is looks, which you can work on by lifting weights, improving your posture, eliminating processed food, eating better food so that your skin has a healthy glow to it, and working on your hygiene, your grooming, and your style. And remember, just having one of these isn't enough. And to illustrate this point, I'm going to go through all three with an anecdote from my own life. So in 2017, I had a poker player student who introduced me to a friend. We went to his birthday party, and during that birthday dinner, this other poker player and crypto investor, his net worth went from $17 million at the start of the dinner, while Bitcoin was peaking in 2017, to $18 million. This man made $1 million and his net worth increased by going to dinner, doing nothing essentially. Now, this man has more money than you'd ever really need for one lifetime, and he was a hermit. He stayed at home, he played video games, he watched porn, he didn't get sun exposure, he didn't work out, he didn't go socialize. He was extremely unattractive in that sense. When women looked at him, are they attracted? No. Now, women could, if you have a lot of money, try to fake that kind of attraction, but you're not gonna get real attraction, and you're not gonna get real love, and you're not gonna feel fulfilled at the end of the day just having a woman who wants to exploit you for your money. So for game, in 2014, I was in Toronto and I had been going out a lot, and I met a guy at a nightclub who changed my perspective on self-development forever. Not because he was self-developed, but because he was not. This is a guy I met, I got creepy vibes from, and he said explicitly to me, he goes, "Game is the only thing that matters." This guy was broke, he didn't work on his fashion or his style or his looks. He didn't even really work too much on his communication. He just went out a lot and he thought that it would just happen for him. So that scared me to the point where I was like, I need to get serious about self-development. And that decision I made that night created vast improvements in my game. All right, so quick note on retention here. Just because you have optimal game and you're able to sleep with a girl doesn't necessarily mean that that's a girl you can retain as part of your rotation or a girl that you can have as a girlfriend. Back to the video. Because a lot of game is communicating an attractive life that you have and communicating the work that you've put in self-development. And if you have an unattractive life and you're undeveloped, what do you have to communicate? Sure, your communication could be good, but what are you communicating? So game is about the conversion phase, right? It's converting girls who are somewhat interested or interested into girls that you can sleep with and date. But if you look like a homeless man and you smell like poop, you're going to be converting the 0.01% of girls who are somewhat interested. But in absolute terms, that's very few women, and especially very few quality women. And for looks, Here in 2015 in Miami, I met a guy who was working out at the calisthenics park on South Beach, and he looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Tall, blonde hair, blue eyes, amazing posture, amazing muscle. Just looked like essentially what a sculptor would craft in his image. I was looking for some of the weights to lift. There usually are some dumbbells at the calisthenics park. And I said, hey man, do you know where the dumbbells are that are usually here? And he goes, oh, you know, I think they're, I don't know. Like, he had really poor communication, and I can imagine that same guy in an interaction with girls, they're just getting turned off by not only his voice, but his ability to look me in the eyes and his ability to just communicate and feel like he has self-esteem in that moment. So good looks conversely gives you more front-end yeses of the girls who are interested and somewhat interested, but unless you have the skill of game, you can't really convert those efficiently toward lays and girls that you want to see in your life, potentially girlfriends as well. So now I want to make a point here on short-term dating versus long-term dating and mating. Now there is a difference between what you'll want from a woman on a one-night stand and what you want with a wife that you're going to have kids with, right? There's a little bit more that you have to look for. But in a short-term dating situation, what you want from women is primarily good looks. That's what you're looking for in terms of how attracted you are to them. And then what women are looking for is a man who is generally attractive in his behavioral cues. So by the way he communicates, that does he come off as high status, etc., etc. And if you want me to make a very detailed, nuanced video on this with lots of science and examples, comment down below, show me the science, Austin, and I'll make a follow-up video where I go into the specific traits that women are attracted to. And for long-term dating, women have what's called evolved mate preferences. So that expands from just some behavioral cues of high status to, you know, dad qualities, etc., which I'll put in that next video. The next framework I have for you is actually from a company called Apple. Now, if you follow me, you probably don't just want to settle for an average girl. You probably want to get an abundance of high quality women in your life and then ultimately find one that you love more than all the others and settle down with her, or at least have a deep relationship with her. So to find success with women, let's take a cue from the most successful business in human history, Apple computers. So in business, there are three things that make you stand out. Number one is having exceptional product quality. Number two is having exceptional marketing. And number three is having exceptional customer service. And Apple has all three. If you have amazing product quality, but bad marketing or no marketing, you may be able to sell to your friends and your family, but you won't be able to convert people who are product underwear to buying customers. And now if you have amazing marketing, but you have shitty product design and bad customer service, you may be able to make a short-term sale, but the long-term success of your business is going to fall apart as people realize that your product sucks. And if you have amazing customer service, but your product sucks and your marketing is not there, you know, you may make people like you, but you're not gonna have people who give you their money. So now let's think about your attractiveness in this way. Your product is basically you. It is you on a couch without doing anything. It's you on paper. How attractive are you, right? What do you make? What do you look like? Are you healthy? Things like this. Next is marketing, which is essentially your game. How do you convey attractive masculine qualities? And the third one is customer service. So how do you connect with people? Are you able to be present? Are you able to share the gift of the present moment with someone? People may have seen that you can automate your online dating. You could essentially run scripts and basically have, you know, 1,000 matches in online dating or 200 matches in 24 hours, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean those are all women that you're gonna sleep with or even go on a date with, right? Because at the end of the day, you need to make a connection. And if there's no connection there, why should they meet up with you? And even if they meet up with you and you had that automated, you still have to build the connection in real life. To summarize this point, the most successful businesses have a lot in common with the men who are most successful in dating. And that's because they have a holistic strategy. They have a good product, marketing, and customer service. The men have optimized their looks, their money, their ability to communicate with people, to game, and to build a connection. So just as you have options in the computers that you can buy, women have options in the men that they can date. So in order for you to be a clear choice, the best that's out there, you need to adopt a holistic, general dating strategy so that you are the most attractive to the most number of women. If you want me to make a more nuanced video on this, drop a like and comment down below, show me the science, and I'll make a video that's more nuanced, has specific traits that women are attracted to, and has a lot of scientific examples from the evolutionary mating preferences that women have evolved to have. In that video, I'll also mention the two kill switches for attraction and also how women's choices differ between a short-term mating partner and a long-term mating partner. I hope these frameworks help you on your own journey. If you'd like to be coached by me personally to create your own holistic dating strategy, tap the end card right here to learn more about my coaching programs and how they can help you. And I'll see you in the next video. Peace.